of 2 Kings, chapter number 6. 2 Kings 6. If you've enjoyed this family being here, say amen tonight. Sure am glad they're raising some children to know about what they're doing. Really does concern me that seems like in the church we've got a lot of spectators but nobody wanting to get involved. How my heart longs to see a generation that get interested in God. I thank Him that He loves us. I'm glad we've got the Word of God that is relevant in the day and hour that we live. I'd love to see God call about 4 or 5 young preachers out of here and fill them with fire. Amen. Get excited about following Jesus. Brother Adam, I guess maybe you said it best one Sunday. We've got a lot of fans, not many followers. We need some followers of Jesus tonight. I'm glad I can go to an old-fashioned Bible preaching church where some people still interested in serving God and listening to what He's got to say about this day and this hour. I love Him and I praise Him tonight. I want to thank You, Lord, one day You saved me. Then I want to thank You, God, for the day You called me. Oh, Lord, I need You tonight. Help us to be a blessing. Thank You for this family that's come through here today. How our hearts have been touched. And thank You for them. Give them traveling safety tonight. We'll be careful to honor You and thank You for everything You do for us. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Pick up tonight in 2 Kings chapter number 6, verse number 8. I'll be real brief in the preaching this evening. 2 Kings chapter number 6, verse number 8. There the Bible said, "And the king of Syria, he warred against Israel. In such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. He called his servants and said to him, Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? He said, Information's leaking. He said, I'm setting up an ambush. I'm trying to kill the king and stamp out Israel. But some way or another, somebody's telling them my strategies. Somebody's telling about my plan. I want to know, where's the traitor? And one of his servants said, Ain't none of us like that here, Lord. But Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, he telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest even in your bedchamber. He said, Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he's in Dothan. And that's not Dothan, Alabama, neither. And therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. They came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early, gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And he answered, Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed, said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Thank you for standing tonight, honoring the reading of the Word of God. I'm interested in this text where the Bible said, and the servant in verse 15 had risen early. He went forth and a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? I will preach just a few moments tonight on a few thoughts I've got simply on this statement. When it seems that you're outnumbered. When it seems that you're outnumbered. Now notice the king of Syria. He had plotted out how to destroy the king of Israel. Just like our good God has it. He was protecting Israel then, and he's protecting Israel now. I've got a good word for the leadership of America. You might not can fix every Arab that's fighting, but you can stand on the side of Israel and stand flat-footed and say, What thus saith the word of God? For God said, I'll bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. It'd be a great day in the heart and the houses of America if our leadership stood both feet flat forward and said, We're on the Lord's side, and that is Israel's side. Now you'll notice that this king was setting up an ambush to bushwhack God's young'uns. God had an old preacher. And God is telling the preacher, and the preacher was sending over to the king. He is saying, Don't go down there because they're waiting on you. And the Bible said that he tried him not once or twice, but more than that. But wouldn't it be a blessing if the king that's sitting on the little throne in America had a preacher? Might save us from a lot of ambushes and bushwhacks. He said, Don't go down there, because if you do, they're going to take your life. Our problem in America, there's not a preacher who's got a mouthpiece to the White House. Oh, Lord, would you send an Elisha by? Your prophet to give a word to your people tonight. I want to say now, as the Syrian king found out that it was nobody in his army that was telling about the plan, so he set his crosshairs on where the plan was being leaked. One of the boys spoke up and he said, Hey, there's a prophet over there, knows what you're saying behind closed doors. Well, let me tell you, there's not none of them here tonight, but there's still one that was the God of this prophet that knows what's going on behind closed doors. God is an all-knowing, all-seeing, all-hearing God. And I'm glad He's still a God that is alive and well in the day and hour that we live. Now, you'll notice this morning we spoke a little bit about Gehazi. Now he was smote with leprosy and he died. And guess who took his place? The man of God kept somebody around him. He was a servant to Elisha, the man of God. And he took Gehazi's place. Gehazi woke up one morning and he looked around and it was horses and chariots had encompassed Elisha. They had come to take over and take his life. And I love what he done. He woke up that morning, he looked out and he said, "Oh my goodness, I didn't know it was going to cost us all this." All of a sudden the man of God, he simply said this. He said, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with him." I asked you tonight, Elisha was a man of like passions as you and I. How did Elisha say these things when he seemed to be outnumbered? I'll leave you this tonight as we try to bring this thought. You and I are a lot like him, and many times we wake up and it seems that we are surrounded. It seems like that there is nothing that nobody can do. What do you do when you feel outnumbered? Has there ever been anybody here that's a serving God tonight that you felt to be outnumbered? Have you ever looked and it seemed like it was more against you than those that were for you? But I'm going to tell you tonight, friend, Elisha had a few thoughts. Number one, when it seems that you're outnumbered, always rebuke fear. He said, "Fear not." Fear is the enemy of faith. Boy, fear would run you under the pew. Fear will keep you at home. Fear will keep you out of your Bible. Fear will keep you walking by faith. Oh, I'm glad tonight we don't walk by sight, but we can walk by faith. And if there's ever been a time that God's people needs to fear not, it is tonight. I can remember a handful of preachers a few days ago stood up and let a voice be known of the people. Boy, the devil would have you to never say one word to be scared of another force. But honey, let me tell you, if God be for you, who can be against you? I'm glad the Lord's on our side. You say, how you know God's on our side? Because we're lining up with Him and we're walking with Him. He's not going our way. We're going His way. Glory to God. The Bible said, "And Enoch walked with God." God wasn't going Enoch's way. Enoch was going God's way. If it's ever been a time that a church in Bowden, Georgia needs to be going God's way, not the way of society, not the way of culture, but going God's way. And if we do it God's way, God will always be on our side. Fear not. When it seems you're outnumbered, rebuke fear. Listen to me, young people. You'll never go wrong doing right. Do it God's way. Sometimes doing it God's way is not the popular way. And a lot of times it's not the convenient way. But it's still the right way. Boy, my heart has never been more challenged in the day and hour that we live to preach this Bible straight, to preach it without apology, to preach it with love and compassion and a straightforwardness. The devil would love to holler boo and have you to run. Matter of fact, young'uns, if he can holler boo and get you to leave this church, then you're going to leave this church. You better realize there's a devil that is against you and that is against me. And when he hollers boo, fear not for the glory of God. Fear not. Boy, the devil loves to bring fear in our heart. Fear, many times, it overtakes us. And fear will always shackle us and keep us doing from what God would have us to do. Many times, I've noticed this, when God requires me to walk by faith, it's never convenient. And it seems like it's so untimely. I remember when we first built on our church, people saying, you mean y'all are fixing a build in a down economy? Let me remind you something at Liberty Baptist Church tonight. Heaven is not in recession. Heaven is not bankrupt. God owns heaven. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. And He owns the taters under the hill. Our good God's still in control tonight. So I say, as your preacher, charge. Fear not. Hallelujah. Charge. Thank God He's on our side tonight. Hallelujah. The devil would have you to lay down. And I realize there's a great number against Christianity. But thank God there's more with us than there are against us. Now tonight, when it seems you're outnumbered, number one, rebuke fear. Number two, recognize a fact. Recognize a fact. In verse 16, the Bible said, fear not, for they that be with us, not that was with us, but them that be with us. I'm glad there's a God that is a God tonight. Aren't you glad you ain't got to read about what God used to be or used to do? But is anybody glad they've got a God that's in them tonight? And He simply said, recognize a fact. They that be, thank God they're here. We're encamped with a multitude of hosts tonight that we cannot see. Matter of fact, the Bible speaks a little bit about it. He says that the angel of the Lord encampeth around about those that fear God. What are you saying? Rebuke fear. Oh, but you must recognize a fact. There are a lot more with us than there are that's against us. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter number 1, He said simply about this. He said in verse 13, to which of the angels said He at any time, set on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? Before you was ever saved, God said you had a particular angel that was watching out over you. There was no accident that you got out of that car wreck. It was no accident that that gun didn't blow your head off. Honey, it was a sovereign hand of God that had you protected. When you wasn't looking, there was a God of this Bible that was looking about you. Nothing is accident by the child of God. There's a God that loves His children. And you better recognize the fact there are folks that are with us tonight. Book of Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse 22. Hebrews 12 and 22. I sure am glad the Bible said in verse 23 to the general assembly and church of the firstborn which are written in heaven and to God the judge of all and to the spirits of just men made perfect and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. I sure am glad that we're the church of the firstborn that are written in heaven. And I'm glad that there are spirits of just men made perfect. What do you say it? I'm glad there's a God that's on our side tonight. And when it seems like you're outnumbered, remember this, you're not outnumbered. You're not outnumbered. Number three. You see, when it seems that you're outnumbered, rebuke fear. Recognize the fact. But thirdly, remain focused. Remain focused. Verse 16, He answered and He said, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. The devil would love for you to look around, but the Bible tells us to look up. I sure am glad that we can remain focused. The devil would love for you to get unfocused. He'd love for your mind to get to rambling out yonder. Well, what if? What if this? What if that? Put your mind at ease tonight and remain focused. I sure am glad that it is in the present tense, not reading about what a God used to be, but what He is tonight. Those that be with us are more than they that be with them. Always remember this, there'll always be opposition. But I'm glad it's more on God's side tonight. And you see, when it seems that you're outnumbered, number one, rebuke fear.
Fear will come and tell you, you can't do this and you can't do that. Don't strike God off tonight. Oh, my, rebuke fear. Two, recognize the fact. Three, remain focused. But verse 17, I like this. Request a favor. The Bible simply said, and Elisha prayed. I'm glad we can pray tonight. Somebody said, all hope is gone. No, not long as you can pray, hope's not gone. Prayer still changes things. And that there's a God that can hear us and can do something about it. Hey, if we're the friend of God, I'm glad we can be. There's nothing for Him to do a favor to a friend. He called upon the Lord. What a blessing to be around people when they seem to be outnumbered that they know how to call on the Lord. You know, a lot of times we think, well, what does that praying do? Praying does a lot. Praying impacts people and prayer changes things. As we gathered around this family tonight, how my heart was so overwhelmed about the presence of God, how He can listen to His people praying. And let me tell you, there's nothing too big for God to give you a favor. We have lots of close friends here. And I guarantee you, any friend in this building, if I would ask you a favor, if you could do it, you would do it for me. Or you wouldn't be right with your preacher. Somebody say amen right there. My, Abraham was a friend of God. And there's nothing to ask a friend of a favor. Tonight, when it seems like you're outnumbered, simply request a favor. And Elisha prayed. And then lastly, look what he done, verse 17. Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray Thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. The last point tonight is rely on a friend. I'm glad Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You know what Elisha said? He didn't throw his hands down. He didn't wring his hands all night. He simply turned to God and he said, Lord, open his eyes and let him see what I know that it be. It would amaze me and you who's on our side and how many's on our side. When you go to work in the morning, it's no accident that you get there. It's no accident that we got home. Let me tell you something. There's a God in heaven that is in control of His children. And I sure am glad that He has an all-seeing eye about His children. You know, Daniel, when he knew the writing was signed, he ran to his house with the windows still open as he did before time. I wonder why he left them windows open before he left the house. I guess he knew he'd be back there before long. You better learn to keep your windows open. Oh my, there's a God in heaven sure can answer prayer out of them windows tonight. I love Him and I praise Him. You know, the devil will tell you, well, it's too hard, you're outnumbered, it's no way. But I want to tell you tonight, rebuke fear. Rebuke fear. Say, fear, you're not taking me captive anymore. There's a God that lives in me that can do everything and anything. Number two, recognize a fact. There are forces with us. I know we live in the last days and a great demonic influence, but let me tell you, God's still holding this world together. And when this church is taken out of here and raptured out, the Holy Spirit is withdrawn, you're going to see what a chaotic mess it can be without the Holy Spirit of God. He's still holding things together. Remain focused. Look at the big picture. Don't look at your storm. Realize there's a God on your side tonight. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. Request a favor. Lord, help me. Nothing wrong with asking God. I had a man tell me one time, said, Brother Ken, I feel so bad about asking God for something. I don't. Honey, let me tell you, he's in charge of the storehouse tonight. And I sure am glad he loves his children. Rely on a friend. Let me tell you something. Jesus will never leave you nor forsake you. Well, preacher, what happened? He saw the light. God opened his eyes and let him see a force that he'd never seen. I wish God would let us see that in our spiritual eye gate tonight, to realize it's more for us than is against us. Mom and Daddy, at your home, it may be a lot against you raising children. Let me tell you, it's more for you than it is against you. Liberty Baptist Church, I realize there's a big force of opposition. Go contemporary. Pull back on that preaching. Pull back on that old style of worship. But I want to remind you tonight, there's more with us than there are against us. And I love Him and I praise Him. Thank you for being here this evening. Stand with us. I thank Him for the good day that we've allowed to have.